intensity on Sunday at Soldier Field. This Viking team that's coming in has won a couple of games in a row. They do have a rookie quarterback, so if you think you're going to take a deep breath because you just faced two Hall of Famers that tore you up, don't, because you got to continue to lay the hammer on a young quarterback who, with building confidence over the course of a game, can become a very dangerous weapon.
You know, you got to make him look like a rookie and not rely on his athleticism, because his athleticism can beat you for big plays all over the field, open up throwing lanes. But if you make him react like a rookie, then you're going to get an interception. You're going to get him off balance. You're going to try to, you know, stick with an audible that's not going to work so well. So make sure that you make the rookie look like a rookie.
And they play defense the way you want them. They pressure you. They blitz you. They lead the league, or second in league in sacks with 30, but they lead the league in knockdowns. So they're hitting you. They're hitting you at the quarterback position.
And that's big.
Yeah.
That's big. That means they've got four guys up front that are moving, that are able to put pressure on the quarterback. Then you add a blitz in there every once in a while, and you're getting a quarterback hit.
You know? And you add a defensive-minded head coach.
Yeah. Lockport's Mike Zimmer.
That's right.
You know, he's coming home. He's
right.
Coming home, and his father was a great high school
coach.
Dad
was a great high school
coach. Tell us that story.
His dad was a great football coach at Lockport High School in our area in Joliet. Was one of the guys, one of the better high school football teams that we competed against my whole time growing up, and they gave us the best competition. But he was a great coach, a real blue-collar type of guy that grew up in a rural area that, you know, grew up with a high school. And that's the same thing Mike Zimmer took away from his dad, and that's why he's a head coach now.
Well, he's got Everson Griffin, a guy they paid in free agency, Larry, playing well. He's got 9 sacks, so he's a guy that can... Yeah, as an offensive lineman, when you got a defensive end with the ability to convert speed to power, what do you have to do when you block this type of athlete?
You have to stay inside. That's one thing I was always taught. Make sure that your leverage is inside. It's a lot easier to take a speed guy and run him around the pocket. And as an offensive lineman, your knowledge is your best weapon. I always know where the quarterback's going to be. You know what I mean? No matter what the play call is.
Maybe not today's NFL.
Well, I mean, I know what his drop is. Sure. I know whether it's a 3-step drop. I know whether it's a 5-step drop. So I know where I have to get this fast guy to get him around the corner. Now, if things break down and he ends up rolling out that way and now my guy's running, there's no chance I have to catch him.
You go back to those.
Right. Hey,
hey,
I try and cut him. Hey, you know, things happen. But, you know, it's as my responsibility – I cannot let him inside, and all I want to do is run him around.
If you want to give an offensive tackle an example on a special teams play, Danny McCray, when he gave up the pressure to the punter,
yes.
You take that big step outside, the guy gives you a head fake and cross. Jeff?
Don't get beat across your face.
Shortest route to the quarterback.
Don't get beat across your face. That's it.
It's a straight line.
From an offensive tackle standpoint to what you would be an offensive tackle on a punt team.
All right, so let's look at the interior where you would be playing as a guard. And what Roberto Garza is going to face in the two guards with Sharif Floyd. He is a rising talent as a 3-technique defensive tackle and maybe their best defensive lineman.
Get your hands on him quick. You know the snap count. You're going to be at home. Be able to have an organized area of attack at the line of scrimmage, come out of a 3-point stance, win the game of leverage, and use the power to the second level. I think the key ingredient here is when I see Michael Ola developing as a guard, make sure you get the line of scrimmage blocked first and then get to the second level. Even back, one of your old offensive line coaches, Tony Weiss, he was a big, get the defensive line blocked first.
Can you do Tony?
Well, you know what? No, I can't.
I know you can't.
Hey, no, I do. All I do is this. That was Tony's big thing. Tony would sit in the back of the room and do this all day. You know, Tony was we did a lot of double teaming. I mean, that was something that we were good at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Tony's thing was get the down guy, and if you can take that down guy and put him in the linebacker's lap, we've got a heck of a play going. Front side, back side, back and see it, cut to the back side. It's all about getting that defensive lineman blocked first.
All right, lastly, one of 5 home games left. I would suspect a great start would be necessary to keep that crowd alive and hopefully not turn on these guys, given what's happened here.
It's going to be a NASCAR crowd. It is. It's going to be a NASCAR crowd. They're going to be looking for the worst, hoping for the best. And so what the Bears players have to do is they got to come out of the locker room and start fast, do something good early to get the crowd on their side.
Yeah, and the slow starts have been a big problem in the last 5 games. If you look at the first 2 possessions, that's 5 times 2 is 10, in case you couldn't figure that out on your own.
I'm not great at math.
No, I know that. 8 punts and 2 interceptions in those first starts.
Okay.
So they got to get off to a quicker start.
Yeah, and they've been outscored in the first half, you know, one of the worst in the league. So We're going to put all that bad nut math, bad karma, bad thoughts out of our head. Think good thoughts, everybody. Good thoughts. That's it for this week's Chicago Bears Roundtable. Really enjoyed Big Cat Williams aboard. Thank you for taking the time to come over. For Tom Thayer and Larry Mayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time here on ChicagoBears.com.